obviously faced up a lot of good quarterbacks, and you're some almost every week. But what stands out to you about Eli?
Eli's been doing it for a long time. He's a smart quarterback. He understands coverages. He gets the ball out of his hand. He's accurate with the ball. So we have our hands full with him. He's a good player.
What did you learn about your guys through your week of self-scout?
That we need to improve. You know, there's areas that we have to get better. We're working at it. Hopefully we'll get there where we need to be and make sure that we're playing winning football, playing a better brand of winning football. But the things that we haven't done well, we addressed it. Hopefully we corrected it and we can move forward.
How much or how little importance do you place on pass breakups with your guys?
I mean, I don't want them to catch the ball. So if we break it up, if somebody tips it, they drop it, it's all the same to me. I just don't want them to catch it. So.
I know you've had things like, was your stud list you've had in the past? I'm not sure if you still had that, but where does Beckham stack up in your pantheon of receivers?
He can do it all. I mean, he's one of the few guys that can run the whole route tree. He can catch the ball. For an average-sized guy, has a great catch radius. He can catch it on different planes. He's very dangerous run after the catch. For a guy that's average-sized, has a really good stiff arm. He runs with more power than people give him credit for. He's one of the few guys in the league that can do it all. Him and Antonio Brown are average-sized guys that can do whatever you ask them to do. They can play big. They can play quick. If you get off of them, they're going to make you miss. If you get on them, they can beat you deep. So he's an elite player. He's one of the best doing it right now.
Joe, there's times you see, Darius Gunter, and he's squared up on his guy and looks like he's, in position to make it cover his guy. And then there's sometimes like you see Demarius, he's kind of just, strolling a little bit in front of the guy, or Hawkins, I think, maybe didn't quite get set before that long touchdown. Is that, do they get that choice as how to do that? How they set up right in front of the receiver, or some of that fundamental stuff that you're working on?
Some of it is the coverage. I mean, if you can tell me which coverages you're talking about, I can address it a little bit more.
Like,
but
like the long 38-yard one in the fourth quarter that on Demarius?
Yeah, what coverage were we in on that one? That would be the question. I would, it's hard to really judge what we're doing if you don't know the coverages. So, every mistake, I will answer this way, every mistake that we've made has been addressed, and they understand what they need to do to get it correct, and if they don't, somebody else will. So, I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with what they need to do to get better, but I understand that they need to get better, and we have to, because a lot of pressure is put on our room for the success of the defense so we can play the style that we want to play. They don't get a lot of help. So that's just part of it. That's just part of being in that room. And they know that coming in. I know that coming in. And we have to do it. We have to get it done.
What do you think has happened with Randall the last couple of weeks? He's given up a lot of yards. He's obviously a very talented guy.
Well, once again, let me know what coverages are, because if you don't know the coverage, you don't know if he has inside help, or if he's doing the right thing, if he's doing the wrong thing. Some of it all has been on him. Yes, it has some of it. All of it hasn't. But if you don't know the coverage, because I read things about people assigning yardage and catches to people, if you don't know the coverage that we're in, how can you do that? Sometimes a guy might be helping another guy, and he's working his ass off to get there, and it looks like it's on him. But sometimes it's on him. Sometimes it's totally on him. So everything that we've done that hasn't been positive has been addressed.
I think it was early in the third quarter. There were, I don't know if it was back-to-back plays or two out of three where you were in zone coverage, and it looked like there was a guy just behind him, and there was also a guy in front of him being covered by somebody. And when the quarterback looked over that way, he came up and the ball went over his head both times for catches just behind him. On both of those, is he responsible for that deeper guy?
No.
I want to read you something that Randall told us this on Monday. He said, maybe I've just got to focus more. Maybe I just got to put in more work in the film room. even when we're facing guys that aren't Pro Bowl caliber receivers, just maybe if I take each and every guy more and more like their talented receivers, some along those lines, it seems like he could kind of put the blame on himself, and maybe he needs to focus more against, you know, like he did against Allen Robinson. I guess, what do you think of that?
All these guys are good. Going into that Detroit game, we understood that all those guys are good. You know, and if you don't understand that, you know, you're not giving enough credit to the opponent. This is the NFL. I mean, there aren't any bad players. And so you have to be ready to play every game against everybody you line up against. And that's just part of it. So, you know, that's what he said. But you have to have a great understanding that everybody is good in this league.
You know him well. How do you expect him to play on Sunday?
We prepare to play at a higher level. You know, that's just what we do. You know, the stress is on us. That's just part of it. You know, and only thing I know about and how I handle things is the work. You know, it's the work. That's all you have to do is work and work yourself through it. Stay to your technique and good things will happen. If you panic, if you let the outside world bother you, well, you're going to have some issues. But if you just stick to what you do, stick to your fundamentals, good things will happen. But we got to make sure we're just doing the right thing.
How do you evaluate the play at the end of the Detroit game, Joe, where Denarius falls down, they get tangled up, he falls down, the guy catches the touchdown? As a coach, when you evaluate a play like that, like how do you handle it? Because it seems like kind of a fluky thing.
It wasn't a fluky thing. It was things that we can do to correct it. He's been corrected on it. He knows what he did wrong. And so hopefully moving forward, we won't see it again.
You mentioned making sure that the guys ignore stuff in the outside world and just focus on their technique and what you guys are learning in the classroom. Has the outside world bothered any of the guys at all this year?
I don't know. I don't let it bother me at all. So, you know. Yeah, I know you meant the players, but I don't know. I tell them, don't read it when it's good. Don't read it when it's bad. It's all the same. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We got to win the next game. That's the only thing that matters.
Talked a lot about Beckham this week, but how about the other guys, Shepherd and Cruz?
Oh, I mean, I think a lot of people forget about Cruz, how good he is. I mean, he has the ability to get through his hips. He can make you miss. He's good run after the catch. He can catch the ball, you know, a lot like Beckham. And then the rookie, he's been dynamic as well in the slot. So, I mean, they're as good a receiving core as there is in the league from top to bottom. Then they have a quarterback that can get them the ball. So, I mean, it's a great challenge, but what better than Sunday night to get it done, you know? So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun game.